So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Somebody who got away to Chicago is on a phone line again. We visited with her last week. She is a reporter for The Hill, which is a very popular political website owned by the same company that owns WGN Radio. Carolyn Vakil is covering the mayoral race and has been stationed in Chicago just to follow this. Not because we care per se about what's happening in Chicago, we do, but the whole country sees this race as maybe a bellwether for other races nationwide, including the upcoming presidential election, upcoming in quotes. Hey, Caroline, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me back.
So what's your latest thought? What have you seen, heard, or read lately that you think, you know, parlays into a bigger picture?
I think that, you know, one thing that we're sort of looking at right now, looking at a little bit of the endorsement game going on in the Chicago mayoral race, you know, there's been some notable endorsements that have been rolled out for both candidates. There's sort of a debate over, in some ways, whether or not endorsements really sort of change the calculus for voters' minds, because some of it is just, you know, signaling, you know, who is galvanizing their base. But I think sometimes it's kind of interesting to see who's backing whom in the race, and happy to talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, with less than a week out, there's definitely a lot to be following.
Well, let's do talk about that. Our Chicago take today on the mayor's race is sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. This is the Chicago take. It's 10:52. Maybe your point, and I haven't heard it put that way, but I think that's interesting. Maybe it's as much about the politicians doing the endorsing as it is how influential that endorsement is. I haven't heard from many people who say, wait, Jesse White endorsed Vallis or Bernie Sanders endorsed Johnson. That's the way I'm going to go. But maybe it says something about, for instance, Dick Durbin. Okay, he's a Democrat. He's a liberal senator in the U.S. Congress, but he's going with the more conservative of the two candidates, very much so. And maybe that's the very thing you're talking about here. The tide in this country is going towards more and stricter policing. Is that a fair read on that endorsement alone?
I think there's definitely different calculations, you know, of course, between looking at maybe the political alignments between candidates and where they feel like they fall within to, you know, kind of like we talked about last week. In some ways, these candidates couldn't be much different from each other. And so in some ways, we are looking at, as one strategist would point out to me, you know, options that are a bit polar. But I think it's also kind of interesting because, you know, we're looking at some politicians who haven't really formally weighed into the race yet, who are now doing so. You talked about Senator Dick Durbin. You know, an important one to note, at least because he has stayed mum until more recently about the Chicago mayoral race. He didn't endorse anyone in the open contest in 2019. You know, the other one that we might be looking for, Senator Tammy Duckworth, she endorsed Mayor Lori Lightfoot ahead of the February race. And, you know, since she's lost re-election, we'll be curious to see if Senator Tammy Duckworth decides to jump in. Yeah. On the other side, we have Senator Bernie Sanders, who is not from Illinois, but is a, you know, key progressive in Congress. And he, you know, is backing Brandon Johnson, and he's also going to be holding a rally this week on Thursday for Brandon Johnson, which I think in some ways will be sort of aimed at, you know, galvanizing more of his progressive supporters, you know, to the polls, given that there was such a lower turnout than expected in February. So I think that's, you know, some of it's about kind of who's, you know, choosing whom in sort of a polarized race, but also who's trying to avoid anemic turnout ahead of April.
Huh. Well, that's interesting, although Bernie Sanders is interesting, right? Brandon Johnson is already on that side. He's got the Chicago Teachers Union with him, for crying out loud. So a Bernie Sanders endorsement, if you're on the fence, if you're one of those Hispanics who are split pretty evenly and they have voted conservatively nationally, Bernie Sanders says, I'm for Brandon Johnson. I guess you take it, but I don't see that as all that helpful. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. I think, you know, it kind of goes back to an earlier point of, you know, these are sort of the, it's the battle of the endorsements in some ways. Some of it is a little bit of signaling. Some of it is, you know, in terms, especially for national politicians who don't have the same stake in the race as a Illinois politician who's going to be backing someone, for example. I mean, maybe a better endorsement to sort of highlight Congressman Chuy Garcia, you know, who obviously was a Chicago mayoral candidate, putting his support behind Brandon Johnson, which will be, you know, key for Brandon Johnson, given that some of the voters that voted for Chuy Garcia or Mayor Lori Lightfoot, they're going to have to choose again. And Lori Lightfoot, for her part, has stayed mum on who she would be endorsing. So, you know, trying to coalesce around a candidate before April.
She's another one who I just wondered. So Chuy pulled almost 14% in the preliminary round. And again, I think it's the totality of these things tend to matter more than an individual endorsement per se. But there might be people, 14% voted for Chuy in the first round, and he said he's for Brandon Johnson. I do see that middle ground just because I read the the polling on it last week. That's where this thing is going to be fought, and largely in the Hispanic community. I was a little disappointed that it's breaking along such racial lines, 70-20 and 20-70, black and white, white and black for the black and white candidates. So it does seem to be lining up that way as well. I'm out of time. It's 10:57. Let's do this, Caroline. You're still reporting for The Hill for another week or so anyway, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
They Caroline haven't fired me yet.
Well, I meant reporting on our mayor's race. I like your chances long term.
Yes.
Caroline McKill is a reporter covering the campaigns for that national site. And we'll check in later in the week. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, John.